The Vine Centre has been an Aldershot for 28 years. It initially started out as a soup kitchen founded by Bridget Crowther, and it ran from the hall for Aldershot Baptist Church Hall, and the entrance to the hall is on Vine Street, hence the name the Vine Centre. We moved to the Aldershot Institute in October 2012, so we've now got our own premises and we can now offer over 20 frontline services for our clients. We provide emergency support, that's shower facilities, food, clothing, laundry facilities. So if somebody is street homeless, they can walk in off the street, they can have a shower, change their clothes, we have a clothing store, they can get breakfast and lunch, and then we have all the support services to offer as well.
And you have lots of support services here, so can you talk us through what you can offer?
Yes, we do. As well as the emergency side of things, we have housing advice and support. We run functional skills courses, addiction support groups, a health clinic, literacy and numeracy groups. We've been running creative arts courses for the last few months as well. And then on a Monday, there's the job club which meets, and we have interview guidance, CV assistance, whole range of services which are all designed to pick people up from where they are and move them back into independent living again.
So who can use the Vine Centre?
It's open to a wide range of people, obviously homeless, vulnerably housed adults, anybody who is struggling with areas of housing or finance, as well as general public. Anyone can come in and use the job club on a Monday, and if they have interested in any of the other courses that we're running, then they can just phone and see if it's an open access course.
So as you said, the job club is not just for the homeless, but also the community as well. So what kind of things can they explore within the job club itself?
There's access to the computer, so they can use the IT suite. They can do practice interviews. We have a couple of members of staff who will talk them through CV writing, application, job applications. We can do practice interviews as well. Everything around finding a job and being confident about going for that interview. We have a very good success rate with our job club. It's something like 23% of people find sustained employment, which is quite a high percentage. So it doesn't mean that people find a job and then that doesn't suit and then they're back looking for another job. It is a job that they're going to be happy with and they're going to be able to sustain that.
And as a charity, you hold lots of fundraising events. So have you got anything coming up?
Wow, yes, we have. I started in January as corporate and community fundraising. And over the last few months, been planning lots of exciting events. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, we shall be at Waitrose in Frimley. They're organising a food bank type collection for us. So that's collecting tins and packets of food which we need. And then there's a couple of quiz nights in September. We're having a Vine networking event also in September, which is an opportunity for our corporate and business supporters to come and network with other businesses. We've got a publicity and promotion day on the 26th of September in the Wellington Centre, where we'll be doing children's activities like face painting and balloon modelling, and we'll be available to talk to members of the public about the work that we do here, and also probably our night shelter, which runs over the winter months. In October, we're collecting in Morrison's. And then we have a concert at Holy Trinity Church in October and a sponsored ab sale next year. So quite a lot going on.
It sounds fantastic. So many events coming up. And I take it you must be looking for volunteers as well.
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers. We need people to help us in lots of different areas, whether that's on our reception desk, in the kitchen with the catering, or on the admin side of things, and also with fundraising. But if anybody particularly wanted to get involved with any of our fundraising events, then they just need to get in touch with me at the Vine Centre.
So for more information on the Vine Centre, the services it provides to help fundraise or just perhaps become a volunteer, where can we visit?
You can go to the Vine website. The website address is www.vinedaycentre.org.uk, and also our telephone number is 01252 400196.